You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 17, The Mom Support Group. This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be. Hello, welcome back to episode number 17. Today, we are talking about the Mom Support Group.
Yeah, this is a cool one. We're really excited about this one because it is something that has been so helpful for the both of us.
It has. It's pretty much changed my life. I was talking to her about this yesterday. We go to the pool together often, and we were sitting poolside and saying that our mom support group, we call it our learning circle.
Or laundry club,
LC, you know, either one, that the girls – or the women in our learning circle are closer to us than our own siblings at this point in our lives.
Yeah. Like it is a sisterhood.
It is a sisterhood, and it's a pretty amazing sisterhood that has changed my life in many ways.
Yes. And I think one of the neatest things about our group is not only are they all awesome, but we've grown so much as a group. Like
we have. It's like kind of – somebody will recommend something and we'll all read it. So we'll all kind of lift each other with our new discoveries and our new amazing finds. And our homeschools have grown together, but also just our own selves.
Yes, and our relationships with our husbands, our relationships with our children.
And with God.
With God, yes, thank you. Like everything is being buoyed up. Mm-hmm. And who was it? Some cute girl heard us all talking and she was, wait, do I like have to be a therapist or a life coach or blog to be in this group?
Nope.
You don't.
But you might become more awesome after you join it.
Ooh, that's what we should call our group. The Awesome Moms.
You call everything awesome.
I do love it.
That's just her name. So we're going to talk to you about what it is and
why
we feel it's important and then how you can create one like it for yourself. There's not space in ours right now. Sorry.
No, but when we started,
we're
it was
pretty exclusive. We handpick our members.
No, when it started, it was open.
It was. I know. I'm just joking.
Okay. I was
totally joking.
Like, clarify. It was not cutthroat.
It is not cutthroat or exclusive. It was open to any of the members in our homeschool co-op group, but it hasn't really changed much over the years.
Yeah, some people move and some people who have life pops up and it's just one thing they can get rid of.
Right. Yeah.
It's us. That's terrible. Ugh,
I would never get rid of us. So let's start with what it is. So what I mentioned, we call it Learning Circle.
Yes.
That's the official
name. The reason
name.
I joke about Laundry Club is because Kara, our good friend who created this group, said, I'm worried about having a cool name because then people will be like, ooh, what are you doing? Can I join? But she's like, laundry. Who would want to help you with laundry? So I still call it Laundry Club. And it's still saved in my phone calendar as Laundry Club.
I love it. Yeah. So we meet monthly and it's always, you know, the same time, same week each month. And we rotate hosting. So it's each of us hosts at our own homes. And we rotate people bringing snacks. So they'll have, how many members do we have? 10-ish? About 10?
I feel like it just changed a little bit. We just had somebody move and we just had a couple people join in.
It's always around 10-ish.
Yeah.
10 to 12.
No more than 15.
Yeah.
No, that's not even close. Yeah, 12 probably max.
Probably 12 max. Yeah. So we rotate homes and we have maybe 3 a week that bring a treat to share. Mm-hmm. And then each week we have a discussion month, we have a discussion topic. So those have changed over time as well. We've done podcasts that we've listened to.
We've done a book before.
We've done a book discussion. We've done different articles, religious articles that we talk about. And then what else have we? Is that about it?
We tried to do
the Delphian. Is that how you say it? Delphian Society?
So, so we started with, were you and I one of the only ones that liked it?
Yeah, so we were hardcore.
We were reading about ancient Egypt. And we tried that, but it fizzled out quickly.
And a lot of the people said they would quit if we continued doing it that route.
But Karn and I did. We did like it.
Nobody liked having homework because we're all really busy moms.
We are.
So we found, this is something we learned, and I guess it's good to learn through the process, but we learned that it needs to be something that you don't have to put a lot of preparation into to come and just be able to discuss and grow and learn from each other. So we have kind of a short talk that we'll listen to or podcast or something motivational or uplifting or educational that we listen to ahead of time. And we even take turns submitting the topics for the month.
Yeah, so you only have to do it one time.
Once a year. We submit a topic. Once a year, we host at our home. So there really isn't a lot of burden on any of us, except for our families that we leave behind maybe a little bit.
But we come back better moms.
We do.
So my family has never objected me to going.
Yeah.
Like, please. Well, maybe I come back with like a new system or something. Like,
that happens often. Hey, new chore system.
Yeah.
Megan just taught me this new system that we're starting tomorrow. And my kids will moan and groan a little, but it does.
Awesome system.
Oh, of course. But it does make us better. And my husband mentioned one time, every time I come home, he asks me how it is. And I always am just overly enthusiastic. It was so great. It was so amazing. Yeah. And so he said one time, you say that every month. I'm like, well, duh. It always is. And I always do come home just feeling like I can take on this homeschooling world again, this parenting challenge, all of that, and it makes me better.
So I think one of the most beautiful things, other than that I just love all these women, honestly, like I would be there for any of you in a heartbeat.
Right.
We do sweets and sours.
Yes. I forgot to mention that. It's my favorite part.
It is our favorite part. And it's funny because I've actually brought it to my home and then I've seen my children do it with their friends.
Oh.
So it's this totally paying it forward. But a sweets and sours is everybody goes around the room and you say something that's going really good and something that's going awful or just sour or not as well. Some months people are like, I just have sweets. Listen up, ladies. Like, I'm going here and my kid is potty trained.
Some months there's only sours.
Yeah, and some months the sours are super heavy. Mm-hmm. We've had people, I don't want to give anybody stuff away.
No.
It's all too intimate. But we've had people with real struggles or their family's going through a struggle, a sibling, and they've needed a safe space to cry. A safe space to just being like, my husband and I are butting heads right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what to do.
Right.
My homeschool is not working right now. And honestly, not even putting him in public school, I'm thinking orphanage. Right? Like, the snortless part, just for the record.
I snort when I laugh sometimes.
Yes. And so, like, you have those heavy topics sometimes, and then you have this group of these most amazing women. And it's not this coddling, like, oh, your life is the hardest, but like, how
support
are you
and rallying around and what can I do to help you next?
Yes.
You know, it's incredible.
And then to be so excited about something, somebody to be excited for you. And it's funny. So my husband and I just booked a trip. We just found amazing deals on flights and we are out of here. And my daughter was like, I'm so excited for you. And my little boy Brigham, who's 8, said, you're not taking me with you. And so, like, I feel like our group is a very safe space that people can mourn with those that mourn, right? But also be excited. Like, I lost 10 pounds. And they're like high-fiving and not like, oh, I haven't lost 10 pounds. Like, there's none of that, right?
Right.
But do you like my voices? I should have gone into voice acting.
Sorry. So that's what it is, kind of in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Why it's important, Megan kind of has already touched on some of those things, but it really is, you know, a sisterhood. It really is a place that joins us and strengthens us and uplifts us. And I shared with them last month, I am finishing up publishing my book and I credited them. And
I know we're in a book. I'm like an author.
My learning circle is in the credits because they have been such a huge, just uplifting influence for me through all the hard things of working through that process of doing this book. And how could I not credit them, you know?
Yeah.
So, but it's so important to us in so many ways. It makes us better. It grounds us. It gives us just these solid friendships that you really need in life.
It's when you get stuck. Like, I don't know what to do. My head, like, we talked about this before too. Like, sometimes a problem feels so big that you cannot see a solution. And so having this group of women who have got your back and they're all studying and they're like, this isn't that big of a deal, and offering helpful solutions and helpful ideas. And like, we love you no matter what. And it's beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful.
It really is. So how do you create something like this?
Well, first you need to have a friend named Kara who creates it.
No, but in reality.
Because we have within our co-op, there are actually several different learning circles. I don't know if they all call them the same thing.
I don't know either.
Okay. But we're not like sharks in the jets. It's not like a competition thing.
Definitely
it's
isn't.
Actually a beautiful thing of like what's working in your group. And what's working in yours and what's something fun, you know, because we've got ideas from other groups.
And it's not only women that, well, they're not all in our homeschool co-op anymore. No, some of them have left the homeschool co-op, but they're all homeschool moms. And so there's that connection. We all are the same faith and there's that connection as well. But I don't think that that's critical, but I do think that helps for us to be so connected. So I think you need to find a group of people that are like you, that are, you know, share values and share.
Like you won't grow like being white-minded, but it's not.
No.
It's like the same goal.
The same goals and the same values. Yes.
And because if we were all the same, I think we'd become a stagnant group, right? But like everybody's always motivated to be better.
Right. But I think that that's how all of these people are in general, you know, because because you've made the choice to homeschool, you're typically that type of person. You're the type of person that wants to be better and wants to grow and make your life
better.
Yeah. Better in many different ways.
Being very intentional of what you want to create and like knowing that you can have anything you want within life. And now you have like this huge cheering section. That's like, I got your back. So it is finding people that are like-minded, like values with you. And when we started it, it was a little cutthroat in the beginning.
It was. You weren't allowed to miss.
You were not allowed to miss.
More than one, or you could get
one
kicked
or two.
Out. I can't remember.
Yes.
I was afraid to miss, so I didn't.
I know. But you know, it's funny. Those of us who are there from the beginning who did not get kicked out.
We never miss.
We don't miss. Mm-hmm. Like it is a religion for us almost, right? Like you plan
not so much a religion, but it is very important to all of us. Yes. Yes, I know what you mean. I know you're joking. But yeah, it is important and it is something that we do plan our lives around.
Yes. And so I don't know that it needs to be that intense, but there was, I can see the purpose of why, because other people are like, I didn't feel like it. Right. And then you lose that bond and the connection if you're not with each other, or like last month, Meg bawled her eyes out because of dot, dot, dot. But you're like, I don't feel like explaining it now because I'm good.
Right. We got past that one already.
Right. And so there's really a deep connection by being able to come.
And share your souls each week.
And it's a safe space to be vulnerable.
Yes.
I think all of us have cried at one point or another and had difficult things we've all gone through, and having the support system to be so exposed and having people saying, I love you anyway.
Right.
It's super awesome. Another thing that we do as part of our learning circles, we do a yearly retreat.
Yes.
And so.
So fun.
Yeah. So we have a friend who's like grandparents-in-law, I believe.
They have a mountain cabin.
Yes, they have a cabin up near Park City. And so this last year we went and ate. We were supposed to go make soap, but the place was shut down for construction, so we didn't. But we went up there, we ate and we laughed and we giggled and we did our sweets and sours up there. And we had something we studied before. A book. We read.
Yeah, it was Atomic Habits.
Atomic Habits. Mm-hmm. And so we had a book discussion and then Karen did not sleep over, but I still love
didn't.
Her. There was like meditating and like all sorts of fun things.
Spa stuff.
The next day we did spa stuff and it was just, you just came home rejuvenated. Somebody had a spiritual message and a great devotional. We made some jewelry. Like it was just this total fun girls weekend.
Just 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like super simple and just lovely.
Mm-hmm.
So I think part of the reason I like it so much is I had somebody message on Instagram the other day that they are struggling with teaching a difficult math concept for an older grade.
Okay.
And I said, do you need any help? And they said, oh no, I have my girls to help me. And I thought,
I love
yeah,
that.
You do. Like, yeah, that's awesome. Great. She was like, this is hard for me, but I actually already have, I know my girls can help me out.
That's great. I love that.
And so it is awesome. And if you don't know of one, like you get to create it.
Yeah. Well, in our little learning circle group too, we have a text thread that's constantly going. And so any day that somebody's going through something hard, they'll send out a text to say, hey, keep me in your prayers today. This is a tough thing I'm going through, or something they want to celebrate. They're the first people I tell, you know, it's just, I mean, maybe after my husband and my mom, but you know, those are the people that I go to celebrate with or to share my sorrows with. And they're the ones that I want to know. I want them to know what's going on with me at all times. And they really are truly like sisters to me. And it's so amazing to have a group of women like that, that make me feel like I fit somewhere.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Because sometimes it's hard to feel like you fit in anywhere in life. Right. And especially being homeschool parents, you know, with the rest of the world, we're a little odd. And so if you can find a little clan of people that are like you and that you connect with odd. And that are also odd in the same way that you are, yeah. you know, we can just be odd together and that's all right.
Yeah, it is absolutely beautiful. I highly recommend, if you can't find one, of creating one your own. Mm-hmm. And you get to kind of set the rules and then being willing to be flexible. Yeah. Like we said, we tried the Delphian course. Who recommended Delphian course?
Is that it's from the Well-Educated okay. Heart, Marlene Peterson. Okay, which thank you. It was actually really cool.
Like we said, we liked it. But other moms at that time in their life, and it was funny, that was before I had George.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm good. Like, mm-hmm. I don't have a baby. Karen didn't have a baby mm-hmm. at the time, right? And so, but other people did, or they had things going on. And so it didn't work. So we've totally just been willing to adapt mm-hmm. and go with the flow of the group, which has been beautiful.
Yeah.
And then we do open our retreat to any past members of yes. Living Circle, whether they were kicked out or left.
I don't think anyone's actually been kicked out, have they?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think there were threats, but I don't think it ever really happened. But there have been people who have left just due to busyness of their, you know, times and seasons in life. Yes. And yeah, for the retreat, we do allow any of those past members to come and join us because yeah. we love them just as much.
And then we thought this year we've had kind of the same person doing retreat. Mm-hmm. And so she turned it over to somebody and then we actually drew names of who's in charge of the retreat next right. year. So that we thought was kind of a fun idea that they have a year to have it on their brain.
Yeah.
To yeah, find cheap to be in airplane charge. Tickets to like Costa Rica.
That would be
to
fun.
To do something amazing. But it is an amazing support group on your hard days mm-hmm. and somebody to celebrate with on your amazing days.
Yeah. Yeah. So we highly recommend building your own or finding one like that in your own community to make your life better.
Yes. And highly recommend adding the sweets and sours.
Oh, then. Right. For sure.
Yeah. I was going to tell you, so I think, have I talked about that before, but we do it at night times.
You do with your yeah. kids?
Yeah. And it's funny because they'll be like, are you going to ask? And
I was like, oh, sorry. I love it.
Please. And my kids call it sweets and sours. And I usually get a laundry list.
Oh.
Like, here are all the wonderful things.
That's good though, because then they're sharing.
Yeah, they are. But our learning circles actually, it's shorter. Well, sorry, one topic, but way more in depth.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's just the nature of age. Okay. Yeah. So if we haven't convinced you to start your own group, like maybe you didn't listen all the way. I don't know. Because it'll change your life. Right?
Give it a try. You may be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks for tuning in today. Have a good one.
See you guys.
Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.